Hey y'all, I'm Sammy, your host of the You Were Made For More podcast. John 10:10 is a promise that Jesus came down to earth so that we would have life and have it abundantly. My prayer is that this podcast and all of the content that we put out would remind every student that they were made for more, simply because of who they were created to be. My own walk with the Lord and my relationships with the teenagers that I disciple have shown me that once we understand whose we are, the game changes. Or in other words, transformation happens. Our identity changes everything. We recognize that it takes investment and partnership between the church and parents to raise teens who know and believe who they are in Jesus, and we're here to help. So buckle up as we take this journey and take a look at what God has to say about friendships, relationships, sexuality, dating, and all the things in between. Hey guys, and welcome to the You Were Made For More podcast. This episode, we are going to cover some myths that the current generation believes about sex and relationships. As someone who has worked with students in so many different capacities, there are many, many myths that surround the topic of sex and relationships. And if you're involved with working with students in any way, shape, or form, whether that's as a parent, a coach, or a youth leader, it's important that you are aware of what students today are thinking when it comes to relationships, right? Because it's true that if we don't seek to understand before we seek to equip and mentor, all of our efforts are going to fall short. It's through understanding that we are able to gain empathy, and it leaves space for the Holy Spirit to work in ways that humans just can't. The next time you have a conversation with a young person about relationships, here are four things that I want you to remember about what they may be thinking. The first one is that some people may think, well, I'm in this relationship and we've been dating, and I just feel like if I don't have sex with my partner when they clearly want to take that step, they may leave me. It's important that as a mentor or an adult or an older friend or even a peer friend who has a classmate or someone on a sports team that we're involved with going through this, that we validate that if that is the case, if there is someone who would leave you because you believe you should wait to have sex, that isn't true love. It's important that we're able to call out the difference between love and lust. That's what that thinking is. There's a distinct difference between lust and love. Pressuring someone to have sex is not saying, I love you. It's saying, I love me, and this is what I want. Therefore, we should do this. Sex should never be weaponized as emotional leverage to maintain control over a relationship. And it's important that we discuss the difference between lust and love with students so that they understand what they deserve and what they shouldn't settle for, because it's through understanding what real biblical love looks like that they're going to be able to apply that to real life practical relationships. So remember that the idea of lust and love in our culture can so easily be intertwined and be mistaken for one another. And it's important as people who know the difference that we call out love and lust as we see it, and we're able to define them and redefine them as necessary. that's going to be vital to conversations that we have that help form healthy relationships. Some students, this is the second myth I want you guys to remember. Some students may even think having sex doesn't mean anything. It's just physical and nothing else. And this is a myth that I heard a lot when I went into public high schools to teach sex ed, is that students really would separate the essential parts of who they are. So you have several parts to who you are. You're a physical being, but you have an emotional, an intellectual, a spiritual, and even a financial part of you that play into all of the decisions you make. So any decision you make affects the entirety of who you are. The truth is that every time you have a sexual encounter, your body releases chemicals that bond you with that person. It doesn't matter if it's a one-night stand or within a faithful relationship and marriage, your body is going to react the same way during sexual intimacy, regardless of what parameters it's under, because that's what God created us to do when we interact with someone sexually. You can't separate the parts of who you are and make sex just influence the physical part of you. It doesn't work that way. If you're having sex outside of the marriage relationship, your body is speaking a language of permanence that doesn't exist in reality, no matter how hard you try for it not to. Think about it this way. If you make the decision to not do an assignment that is due at school because you're tired, that's going to have several consequences and affect several parts of who you are. So intellectually, your grades are going to suffer because you're not completing an assignment. Physically, you may recover from being tired, but then you may transition into being stressed out because you made a decision that has a lot of different consequences. Emotionally, you may be feeling guilty or be ashamed because when your parents find out that you didn't do the assignment, you're going to be grounded or punished or get something taken away from you, like hanging out with your friends. So socially, that part of you is suffering, right? So all of these decisions we make and things that we allow into our lives affect every part of who we are, whether we initially think that they will or not. So it's important to remember that it is a myth that you can separate the physical part of you from the other part of you. It doesn't work that way. The third myth that this generation has really believe is that if we don't have sex, if I don't have sex with my partner, we might break up. And this plays into the first myth a little bit. Again, let's make sure that we're first and foremost talking about what healthy relationships look like. If sex is a driving force in a relationship, you should not be in that relationship. And I say that with very much a lot of confidence. True sacrificial love does not depend on what somebody is receiving from the other person. Scriptures say that your body is priceless in the sight of God and that your heart is to be treasured. And I want to make sure that every teenager, every kid, including my own kids, knows that whoever they are hanging out with and thinking about pursuing a relationship with to be interested in their heart and not in whatever they can offer them physically. Your pursuit of sexual integrity is not a rejection of your significant other. It's an example of your character and morals. By saying no to having sex with someone you're just dating, you're actually saying yes to a lot of greater things, like honoring the other person's character, honoring their long-term goals, and their potential future families, family and your potential future family. Again, no relationship you have is ever without consequence, without leaving. You can't exit a relationship without leaving pieces of yourself with that person, or taking pieces of the other person with you, whether those are emotional or intellectual pieces or physical pieces. Every past relationship you are in will affect your future ones. So that's a truth that we need to instill in students, is that, again, every decision you make has a benefit or a consequence, and that it's up to them what they want to choose to honor and pursue as they get older. And the last myth that I want to cover is kind of a heavy one, right? If you are in a relationship and you've already went too far sexually, please know that that doesn't mean you need to stay in that relationship if it's unhealthy and there are unhealthy behaviors that you can't break. A myth that a lot of people believe in that I've come into contact with a lot is like, well, I've already done this, so it doesn't matter if I stop doing it, right? That isn't true. God sees your heart, and Jesus always offers us a chance to start over. Just because you have been physically intimate, that isn't a strong enough reason to get married to someone or to stay in a relationship. If you are wrestling with this thought yourself, I really encourage you to invite the Lord and a trusted individual into the situation to help you take an intentional step towards forgiveness and freedom. You are not required to make the relationship work for the sake of a mistake that you made. You are worth a relationship that is grounded in genuine love and has a healthy foundation. Let's work hard to help students, friends, our kids work towards healthy relationships rooted in Christ, because it is so, so, so important. Relationships are really hard. If you talk to anyone in a successful marriage, they will tell you that their marriage may be the greatest source of joy for them, but I'm sure they will also tell you that there have been times when they've been in turmoil and had to make hard decisions, and their relationships have been very, very hard for them. Relationships can cause pain and result in a lot of challenging consequences. Do you have an idea of what a successful relationship in the future could look like for you, or what you want it to look like? I encourage you to think about that question, and to journal and to write down things that you would want a future relationship to look like. If you want to pursue sexual integrity and see real change in your future relationships and really focus on a healthy relationship, you have to consider what boundaries are needed to reach that goal so that you're using your time and your energy and putting in making decisions that are going to help you achieve what you want that future relationship to look like. Relationships aren't just something that we can enter into haphazardly without intentional thought. We have to be thinking deeply about them, praying about them, having conversations about them, learning from our mistakes, seeking to be better so that we can achieve healthy, godly, biblical relationships. And my last encouragement for you is that I want every student who's listening to surround yourself with people who want you to succeed and have healthy relationships, to have a relationship with someone who shares your values and seeks what is best for you. That is what true sacrificial biblical love looks like. I pray that this look into myths about sex and relationships blessed you. I pray that it challenges you and makes you think and starts conversations with someone that you can trust. That is our goal at Abundant Life, and You Are Made for More, is to equip and educate people about hard topics regarding relationships and sexuality and open up the doors for you to have biblical conversations about them and wrestle with things and fight for healthy relationships. That is our goal. And I pray that something in this episode resonated with you. If it did, would you send us an email, let us know, abundantlifeym@gmail.com. We would love to share your testimony with people who support our ministry and donate to us and are praying for you guys always. Hope you guys have a great week, and we will see you next time.